It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Oh, yes. Multiple Dumb Dumbs here. A advertised Bridgerton ball. Those of you that have seen the show Bridgerton, it's quite racy, quite sex-filled. Nothing wrong with that. Everybody likes whatever they like. But a Bridgerton ball advertised in Detroit, they say turned out to be a Willy Wonka-type fire festival scam with strippers and Kit Kat bars. Yeah, that's right. First off, the Bridgerton ball was advertised for one date, and then 3 days before the date, it was canceled, rescheduled, and people were mystified and worried about that. The tickets to the event went from $150 to $1,000. Now, it took place just a couple of days ago, Sunday, September 22nd, in Detroit. And people say, and the pictures show, that fans who paid all this money were sitting on the floor eating Kit Kats sold by vendors. And yes, watching a stripper for the night's entertainment. Interesting. And there's all sorts of pictures to show all the people. Again, people were worried. The original date was August 25th. It got postponed to September 22nd. There was a weird event website that had very little information, but it did say, come enjoy our Bridgerton-themed ball with prizes, giveaways, and more. You'll also get a chance to win the Diamond of the Season, whatever that means. Suitors in attendance will have a chance to win $2,000 in cash for the best dressed. And again, there's a bunch of, well, screens in a ballroom that doesn't look very much like the show Bridgerton. And people were upset, putting on a TikTok. There were no performers. There were no drinks, no food, no chairs, or not enough chairs, tables, no performers, as we mentioned. And instead of an instrumental performance, the guests were promised, the event organizers hired the stripper to perform. Normally nothing wrong with seeing a stripper, but I'm guessing if you watch Bridgerton, if you might be more female related, the main entertainment act might not be a stripper that would be your cup of tea. I'm just saying, maybe, just saying, that might not be what you wanted to pay a lot of money for. What are you
upset about? Congratulations, you're Chris's Dumb Dumb of the Day.